Hello, loves, and welcome to the Orgasm Sessions with Jennifer Posada. You can always find out more at orgasmicwoman.com. And always remember, the rewards of this project are for everyone of every gender. Welcome, everybody. This orgasm session is entitled, Why Are Orgasms So Important Anyway? And I'm so excited to share about that. And I'd love to begin, as we have been beginning, with something I call the self-love sigh. And what I want to do this time is break it up into the two components, two main components. The first part is really the pleasure breath. And then that can be brought into the self-love sigh, and I'll explain what both of them are. So the pleasure breath is incredibly simple and yet very, very deep, actually, as a process, or can be. So the simple version of what the pleasure breath is just breathing in a way that feels good to you. A lot of times we're either not aware of our breath at all, or we become aware and we do these wonderful, sometimes really wonderful breathing practices where you breathe in a certain way, deep breathing, or time your breathing, or, you know, 5 on the in-breath and 8 on the out-breath, you know, you're counting, or, you know, alternate nostril breathing, all of these really wonderful practices. The pleasure breath, however, again, is just a chance to ask yourself, how would it feel good to breathe right now? And sometimes it feels amazing just to barely breathe, this very tiny little shallow breath. Sometimes it feels great to take these great big breaths, and sometimes it feels good somewhere in between or in a varying kind of a dance, right? You might really check in and realize, gosh, it's a yawn that would feel good, and then I might breathe really shallow, or then I might go here or there. And one of the great things about it is that you don't always know what's going to feel good until you find out. So you might think, oh, I'll take a deeper breath and think, oh, that felt kind of forced, or it was okay, or it felt kind of therapeutic, but not exactly pleasurable. And sometimes that can still be pleasurable, if that makes sense. So it might have kind of made you aware of a challenging tightness in your chest, but also you're sensing that that's a good direction to go in. So it's a little bit open here, but you're looking for simply what feels good to you. So if you find out a certain kind of breathing isn't really doing it, you can try something else or something else. And then, of course, if you're not finding a way of breathing that feels pleasurable, you can just drop this whole exploration, which might feel pleasurable, to not have to focus on that or make it pleasurable. So every time we do any kind of practice like this, we're really strengthening our personal pleasure, knowing and feeling abilities. Because as we all know, something that's really pleasurable for me might not be for you or for the next person, or something that's really pleasurable for you right now might not be pleasurable at all tomorrow or in 15 minutes, right? So when we're actually learning the value of this kind of pleasure in our lives, it is equal to, if not more important, the value of finding out what you're actually experiencing as pleasure rather than what you think you're supposed to feel as pleasure. So we'll get to talk a lot more about that, but we'll do the pleasure breath a little bit for anyone who wants to, always voluntary here. And then the self-love sigh is basically, it's helpful to start with the pleasure breath, but it's basically the pleasure breath, but on the exhale, you allow a sigh, an audible sound to come out, if it feels good and as it feels good. So I know we've done it, but I'm going to go ahead and lead us into just some pleasure breathing. And again, you might kind of be thinking, well, how do I get ready for this? And really, it's as simple as, oh, I'm just going to focus on what my breath is like and see if there's a way that I could either enjoy it as pleasurable already or change it in a way that would make it feel better, and it doesn't have to be wildly pleasurable. It could just be that much more comforting or that much more serene or whatever. So just spending the next few moments exploring what your most pleasurable breathing for now would be. Okay, wonderful. And you can pause the recording if you would like to explore that a little more. Obviously, there are deeper places you can go to, but also it is something that can be explored and perhaps even experienced quite deeply in a short period of time as well. A good example is that when I did it just now, there was this beautiful little sigh. It wasn't even very audible. Some of you may have heard it. It was kind of a breathy sigh rather than a sound sigh. But that beautiful little sigh that wanted to come out of me, kind of like when a child finally settles down, if any of you know what I mean, it's like that one little sigh that I made realigned me in some way that just felt so right. And then my body naturally went to this very shallow, relaxed breath, and that was it. So that's just one example, of course, right? Sometimes in order to find, no matter how much you've done this, in order to find what would really feel pleasurable, it really takes giving yourself some time and some space and some permission, more than you could get in a few moments, right? Now, if you'd like, you can stay with the pleasure breathing, or you can move into some self-love sighs with me. I'll actually do one or two, just as an example for anyone who hasn't heard what one might sound like. And then you're welcome. I'll make some time for you to also then do some without my influence. Because you know yours is going to, of course, sound a little different than mine. Although sometimes it's nice to do it together. So here's my self-love sigh. I'm going to breathe in a way that feels pleasurable, just whatever feels right. And then I'm just going to allow sound to come out in whatever way would also feel pleasurable as a sigh on my exhale. Okay, so as you can tell, they were, especially if you've heard me do it before, they were soft today, really soft, and that felt just right. And again, it took me into an altered state just making those two sounds in a way that feels very aligning and really good. So, you know, I don't want to create some expectation like if you do the two sighs, you're supposed to be, you know, drifting off into other dimensions. Although, you know, certainly there's so much possibility in breathing and sound, right? And as well as movement. I mean, these are some of our most ancient tools for exploration and transformation on the earth, right? And beyond. And the more that you can release expectation, the better. You know, and really that's a very self-loving choice as well, because then if what happens is that you try to make a few sighs and it just pisses you off because it makes you more upset or more aware of something else you're feeling that doesn't make you feel good and or it's not quote unquote working for you. In this approach with self-love, we're able to maybe not say, oh, this is great, I feel pissed off, I love that I feel pissed off, you know, that probably in a lot of cases would feel incredibly fake and not very self-loving and self-respecting to try to force yourself into some fake feeling about feeling pissed. But when it's okay for you to feel pissed, you know, when it's okay for you to do a practice that's supposed to invoke self-love and pleasure and instead it invokes feeling pissed, when that's invited as a welcome part of what might come up. Again, not that you're like, oh, great old friend. I mean, that can happen. I've certainly been through a lot of experiences in my life where I'm like, hello, fear, you know, come right in. I'm ready for you. I'm ready for you. Welcome. But of course, it's not always that way. And that's okay too when we feel the resistance. So again, radical self-acceptance is a big part of how I teach self-love. And that means, okay, if this brings up feeling pissed, maybe something later in this session is going to have a message for me in that regard, or turn up as a tool that might really help that shift in me or help me to see it differently or whatever, right? So I could go down that path for a long time. So much to share. And I do have my Essential Self-Love course that is a wonderful resource available also on my website. So let's do some self-love sighs. Again, breathe in whatever way it feels good. Allow, if it feels good, an audible sigh on the exhale, and just do that a few times. Great. If you're not done or you want to keep going, feel free to pause the recording. If you are ready, you can just take one more breath that feels good. Make sure you're as comfy as possible if you're sitting or laying down, or as comfy as possible as you can if you're walking or moving as well. And let's get into this. So I want to talk about this question, why are orgasms so important anyway? And, you know, this question can come up especially when orgasms seem like the last thing on the list. You know, like, hell, I can't even get myself interested, or I can't seem to find somebody I want to have orgasms with. And I know you can have orgasms with yourself. Those are sometimes you can have some of the best ones that way. Beautiful, beautiful option. But, you know, this feeling like orgasm might just be another thing you have to reach for, or that may not fulfill your wildest dreams as they are now. You know, maybe they're not the magic that's changing your life, and you're wondering in part why I'd be talking about them as this crucially important thing, and I'd love to tell you why. And another thing is that there can be, and I've mentioned this before, a hyper-focus on climax, even in terms of overt sexuality, like me with myself or me with another person or you and a few other people or who, whatever, right? Gonna do something that people... most people or many people might think of as a sexual act, and it may end up in climax, right? Well, that over-focus on, is there an orgasm? Was there an orgasm? Should there be an orgasm? Are we moving toward orgasm? You know, can be so detrimental to the intuitive, organic sexual process and journey and experience. So it can really just take us out of so much magic. And we definitely don't want that. And so I am going to talk in the next session once again about orgasmic energy and orgasmic states and the larger orgasmic picture beyond just climax, right? So we'll be talking about pleasure states, right? And vital force. But I am talking today specifically about climax, what would be considered climax. Now, I did talk before in one of the previous sessions called What's the Difference Between Orgasm, Orgasmic Energy, and Orgasmic States, about what might constitute climax for someone. There are many approaches to that idea, but typically the thing you'd think of as that burst of pleasure, usually during a overtly sexual kind of activity with yourself or others, right? So why, you know, would I make this fuss about orgasm? Why would I create a project called the Orgasmic Woman Project and really focus on the importance of bringing orgasms and the orgasmic, right, back to more of the world in a way that's deeply fulfilling, and especially to women? And I'd like to tell you. So think about the world right now and what the world is looking for most of the time. Most people in the world, let's say a large number, people want to feel better. They want to feel happier. They want to feel better in their bodies. They want to feel more connected in some way to meaningfulness or their purpose. They want to feel potentially connected to others, to loved ones. You know, there's this desire among those who are metaphysically inclined, sort of spiritually inclined, to have more awakening and more transformation and more healing. There's also an increasing trend toward wanting better health and really needing better health in the world. And while the larger orgasmic scope is much more, has even much more to offer in terms of range in your life, and again, I'll continue to talk about this, climax, orgasm is amazing in every regard I just spoke about, in terms of transformation, in terms of moving through maybe psychic material and experiencing healing, in terms of healing for the body and health. Orgasm can be incredible. And I know there are some people who feel that it depends on whether or not you ejaculate, especially if you have a penis, whether or not that's going to be health-giving or life-draining. I'll get to all that later. Orgasms are one of the most beneficial things, so long as it is in a place and time in our life where it feels right to us, and only then. But one of the most beneficial things in that case that we could possibly do, it is a direct path of deep revelation. Now, of healing and health and of being able to access that moment of union that we all yearn for and come closer to living that life of the union that we all hope for. And I mean union with your deepest self, as well as union with the love of the universe, all that is, which in a very core way are the same, right? Even though there are definite differentiations in terms of our special and unique souls, each of us our unique vibration. But at the deepest level, we are connected in, right, with that love of the universe that is all that is. So we have this portal to all the kinds of transcendent, powerful states we could want. And when I say transcendent, I do not mean transcending the earth and the body. That may be part of an experience or exploration. I just mean transcending that which would hold us back or make us feel like less than we are. So am I saying every orgasm is this portal and you're having revelations? Because some of you are thinking that doesn't happen to me, or the last one I had didn't even make me feel that great, or you know, oh crap, now orgasm is the only way I can commune and maybe I'm not having easy access to orgasms or they don't make me feel that way. So again, let me clarify, only if, as, and when it feels that it is a time in your life when you can lean into that experience of orgasm and climax as you like or choose. So it doesn't mean, oh, now I have to have an orgasm every single day and then it's supposed to make me feel X, Y, Z. You could have one pivotal orgasm in the period of a year or a month that is so healing that it changes, you know, your life. Now, some of you are thinking, once again, let's come back to this. Well, I'm having orgasms. They're not doing that for me. Even if, you know, even if you are having climaxes. So the experience of deepening into the healing and transformative powers of orgasm is a journey. And it's why I'm teaching the Energy Orgasm course specifically. It's a journey into more becoming more deeply intimate with your own body and with your experience of pleasure. And as you do that, your experience of orgasm deepens. And its ability to be healing and transformational expands in you. So one of the most important things I can say about orgasm and its power and potential is to not start by focusing on orgasm. Unless your own guidance is telling you to focus on it, then heavens yes, as I've said before, follow your own guidance. But unless you're getting that message, don't even concern yourself with climax and orgasm. focus instead on deepening your experience of pleasure in general, in your life, and maybe in your sexuality. And if orgasms happen, yay. Or I'm not saying that if you reach that moment where you're like, I want to have an orgasm, that I'm not saying you shouldn't. Oh God, no. Do whatever feels right to you, right? Oh, heck yeah. Have the orgasm, as many as you want. But I am talking up the orgasm, right? But only because it's like, if I told you there was a beautiful place and maybe you'd been there and you want to go back, but you know that you can't make the trip tomorrow. And you get to daydream about it. Like, there is this place that I know I'm going to, or I'm going to go back to, that has a lot of magic for me and that is possible here now in this body. Maybe not now today, but at some point, because a lot of our stories of the ecstatic, at least how things have been during what I call the great forgetting, have to do with something later. Something when we're not in a body, or something when we leave our body, even temporarily, or something, you know, and there's lots of beautiful experiences that can happen like that, for sure. But there's this sense of postponement, you know, once I reach enlightenment, when really enlightenment is at our fingertips, but not once again as some goal. Some people like to move toward that goal. If it's beneficial for them, then yay. But if just being able to be with yourself in the moment, and as you can, and if it feels right, lean into pleasure a little more, that's your gateway. And you don't need the goal of orgasm, but it might intrigue you to know that leaning in that direction might happen to open doors to really healing, very powerful orgasms. So we're used to having to plan somewhat, or know what kind of practices we're going to do to remove what kind of obstructions, to be able to, you know, even in our path, sometimes as quote unquote spiritual beings, because I just say quote unquote because we're all spiritual beings, right? But on our path in that way, we can feel that, you know, that we do need to create a path in front of us. And there is wonderful power in that when we feel called to it. But if we think about orgasm, for some people who have a challenging time with orgasm, it feels like something we have to get to. And what I'm suggesting is that orgasm can come to us. But it seems counterintuitive, because letting go of the idea of orgasm, or of orgasm being a certain way, you know, I talked about this in the orgasm session on, is there a better kind of orgasm, right? So some of you might think, oh, well, yeah, that one time when I was having this orgasm and it moved through my whole body and then my heart chakra opened and these amazing things happened, versus that time in the shower when I used the shower head and it was just too much clitoral stimulation and I just had that orgasm that felt like nothing, and then I felt kind of down or something. I mean, I've definitely heard many people talk about similar experiences, and people with vaginas, people with penises. But if we can remove the judgment around any of it, even if we know that there are these very powerful orgasms possible for us, then we no longer have a goal to reach, except kind of like with the pleasure breath, just coming back to like what would feel good and can I make room for that? So one of the upcoming orgasm sessions is on why we resist pleasure. And I have a really long list of great reasons why we can do that. And just becoming aware of them, the reasons that we might be pulling back, is a huge, that could be more transformational for your orgasms or orgasmic living than, you know, learning the next best technique or being really focused on exactly, you know, where your climax is going to be. And honestly, I will tell you from the bottom of my heart, this kind of focus on pleasure and increasing body love and all of that, it can give you the kind of orgasmic dexterity of your dreams, you know? And that, again, is really why I'm teaching the Energy Orgasm course. So I know all of you listening to this also get that course. So I'm hoping that you are about to enjoy it, or enjoying it, or have enjoyed it. So, another reason that it's so important to me, especially to spread the orgasmic loving and knowing, especially to women and potentially people with vaginas in general, who may not all be female, is because I find it so incredibly mind-blowing that women's bodies, or those who have vaginas, their bodies are really built for multiple orgasms. People with penises can have them too. Again, refer to the energy orgasm course. But the fact that women again and again share with me that either they have challenges orgasming in general, or when they do, it's hard to get there, or they can do it on their own but not with a person, or sometimes it feels unfulfilling, or I mean, the list goes on and on. So I'm not only doing this for every woman who has this orgasmic heritage that is so huge and orgasmic ability, and it's about being able to just access that again. I'm also doing it for anybody who knows the power of orgasm and feels very connected to it and of the orgasmic, but feels that there's more, right? I mean, we're working with this tiny understanding of orgasm and the orgasmic, right? I've said this before. It's kind of like how we've been told we use like something like 2% of our brains, right? And there's all this other potential. There is magical, mythical, alchemical levels. There are these levels of understanding around orgasm and the orgasmic that are, I just feel it in my heart and in my bones when I talk about it, that are part of our ancient understanding, our organic inner understanding. And it's time for that to come back and make magic in this world. Again, more magic. There's lots of magic here already. But we can use all the fuel, all the wellness and the awakening and support that we can possibly get. And this orgasm, and then as I'll talk more about next time, the orgasmic is one of the most powerful accesses to that energy that is our nature. So another thing that's amazing is that healing any difficulties or challenges with orgasms, and maybe you have great ones, but then sometimes afterwards you feel ashamed, or you feel, you know, who knows, right? Or something feels like it's missing, or any difficulties or challenges with orgasms can also be an amazing way to be pointed toward exactly where you need change in your life or shifting. And it gives you also the means of transformation, right? And if not through climax, if you're not like having climaxes, then via the orgasmic. So, you know, honestly, in this orgasm session, I feel that I've truly only talked about the tip of the iceberg. But, you know, what that big, beautiful mystery in the depths means to each of us is different and unique. And we're starting here, and then we can just go deeper and deeper. And I'm so excited to be on this journey with all of you. It means the world to me, and it is my heart's great joy. And I will so look forward to connecting with you next in the next orgasm session. Love to you all.